I've already sent you several letters, dear Sparrow. In them, I've written about a host of different issues. But I'm not sure. Have you come to realize their significance yet? I'd like to begin telling you about a new one. I'd like to write about high technology in China and the presence of multinational corporations here. This country offers a lot of attraction for potential Western investors. It's a vast territory with a long history, home to a fifth of the world's population. In one way or another, these people are involved in various international arenas. All of these characteristics, plus the political about-turns of the reform era, could be counted as powerful incentives beckoning to foreign capital, a matter which plays a crucial role in China's economic system and guarantees its growth. Of course, it's good to note that along with these investments, an influx of advanced know-how flows into China.
Utilizing foreign capital is a very important part of China's reform and opening up to the outside world policy. Starting from 1978 up to the first 5 months of this year, the accumulated utilized foreign capital has stood at more than $800 billion. In the year of 2007, China utilized foreign capital at the amount of more than $70 billion.
Talking about the countries who rank the top of the line in foreign investment, I believe the U.S. is still the largest single investor as a country, and secondly after by Japan and Germany, and talking about the countries. And if we're talking about the FDI from areas, and I should recommend Hong Kong, the number one. And Hong Kong is still the largest foreign investment that we attract from.
In 2007, China's trade surplus stood at $200 billion. From this single point, one can realize how foreign investments, especially Western capital, has played a determining role in China's economy.
中国的改革开放，首先它的目标，它的学习的榜样是欧美的国家。我们在各个方面，我们都派了大量的考察团、学者，或者是我们的研究，都注意欧美国家、欧美国、日本，包括这个欧洲这些国家的这个成功的发展模式。这是我们从理论上。
Wherever foreign capital has been applied, the appearance of the town or city has changed. Today's high-rise buildings, wide, elegant avenues, and luxury modern cars are but the immediate sign. Dear Sparrow, if you travel to any of China's big cities today, you can see the symbols of renovation. Deng Xiaoping introduced the idea of combining free market principles with that of socialism in a bid to write an alternative future for his country. A change in attitude by most of China's senior echelon politicians followed. During their schooling, they were educated in such a manner that one can safely say the policy of China today is in the hand of technocrats. Major policy is geared to attracting capital and maximizing it in a socialist environment.
从这个国际投资的这些企业来看，一部分这个园区的60个企业里头，一部分属于在这个纳斯达克和香港上市的公司，他们是一个跨国的这个企业公司。 另外呢，投资的公司呢，有美国、日本、荷兰，等等一些这个外国。
那么这些投资的国家来看，欧洲的国家，比如说，德国、
法国、奥地利、瑞士、这个荷兰啊，还有英国，在意大利，在欧洲的这几个国家投资开发区比较多，其中尤其是德国的企业来我们开发区比较多。那么在美洲呢，主要是美国，那么加拿大呢很少，主要是以美国为主。那么亚太地区呢，主要是日本、韩国。其中呢，日本和韩国呢，在投资方面呢，应该说是也是比较的先进的好的企业比较多。此外呢，就是我们中国的香港地区和台湾地区，这两个地方的投资呢也比较多。
Creating free trade zones or technology parks in various parts of China has encouraged and enabled foreign investors to set up establishments in these areas. China's enormous market is so alluring to multinational capitalists that even during Southeast Asia's financial crisis, they didn't hesitate to pour money into China.At the same time, when small to medium-sized companies of Asia's economic powerhouse, that is Japan, were going bankrupt one after the other, and when capital was fleeing Indonesia, the Philippines, and Malaysia, multinational corporations were still investing in China.
At the moment, foreign companies have set up more than 600,000 enterprises in China. AndChina was the largest country utilizing FDI among developing countries for the last 15 years. And China also stood at the fifth place among the major countries utilizing foreign capital. And the FDI has been giving great impetus to China's national economic development. AndThe foreign direct investment has added up to the budget source revenue of the Chinese government, and it has also created a lot of job opportunities in the Chinese society.
By adopting various methods, China has been able to draw in massive capital, and by means of that, quadruple its economic might since the advent of the open door policies of the late 1970s.It seems like the volume of this huge economy will double in the coming decade.
Talking about the companies who represent the largest investors, I think GM and BASF, that's BASF, and the Bayer from Germany, and also some other companies.We do have quite many large companies from Japan. And talking about the size of the companies, I think most of the largest global companies are having their representative and their projects and investment here. We do have over 280 companies from top of the 500 and to come and invest here in Shanghai.
The Chinese government has also utilized foreign investment in all directions, especially in the field in absorbing foreign direct investment from multinational companies. And at the moment, among Fortune 500 companies, more than 480 companies, among these Fortune 500 companies, more than 480 enterprises have set up their presence in China. And among them, 40 of them have set up their regional headquarters in China.
talking about the countries who invest the most in Shanghai, I should recommend recognize the USA, Japan, and European countries like Germany and France. And if we're talking about the regions and areas, I should say Hong Kong is still the largest single investor coming from. And if we're talking about who are the largest investor as a single company, I should say GM is one of the largest. And also Volkswagen, and they all both the largest companies here. But from the top 500 companies, global companies, there are close to 300 companies that here invest.
More and more Chinese companies go abroad. In the beginning, they just exported goods. And now they also began to invest in other countries. So the Chinese economy is become a part of a global economy. I think that is the most important change.
Economic prosperity accompanied by progress have brought about tremendous changes. In pursuing development objectives, China is now the world's third largest producer of iron, steel, and coal. The production of this enormous volume of steel and iron requires ample raw materials and energy resources. Following the controversial issue of transferring high-tech knowledge to Chinese industries, the idea of supplying energy and raw minerals to China took center stage in international debates. Chinese industries have been able to offer a lot to the world. Their context and consequences, too, are noteworthy.
Every year, we produce 28 million tons of crude steel, and we mainly produce high technology and high value added products like home appliances steel, automotive steel, and high quality constructive steel. And also, we also produce silicon steel for the electric sector. We also produce pipeline steel and also galvanized and deep galvanized and hot galvanized steel. And also we produce high quality of construction steel. All these steel products has met the world standard and also qualified by the world advanced facilities and organizations. Every year we keep our export ratio of 10 to 15% of our steel products export to the overseas market.